Humans like to remember. It appears to be in our DNA, as it were. We have this innate need to remember. When we come together for funerals in the Christian tradition, we come together to remember not only the promises given to us in Christ Jesus, that death is defeated and death is not to be feared anymore. We also come together at funerals to remember the deceased. Some find great healing in remembering and sharing stories about the deceased. I've been doing a lot of remembering lately as I've prepared to make a major announcement in my own life. This past Sunday, it was announced at St. Mary's that I'm leaving Verdun to start a new position in a church in Chilliwack, British Columbia. Many of you will know I spent my teenage and undergraduate years in Kelowna, BC, so this is a homecoming of sorts for me. My last Sunday as the rector of St. Mary's will be January 14, 2024. I've been remembering all the things I've been blessed to participate in here, both in the church and the town. One of these things is Remembrance Day. Verdun remembers the stories of those who have served, and are currently serving, in our Canadian Armed Forces, and it has been my privilege to lead the community in these commemorations for the last 7 years. And so, my friends, I invite you to join me once more at the AUD Theatre on November 11 at 10:45 a.m. to remember and give thanks for those who have served, and currently serve. Let us remember what they have done for us, given their lives so that we might have the freedom that we have today. Let us pause and remember their example to us, that, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. John chapter 15 verse 13, KJV. The Rev. Father Matt Kuvisk as Rector P.F. Tri-Valley Parish, the Diocese of Brandon, St. Mary's, Verdun, St. Mark's, Elkhorn, St. John's, Reston and Christ Church, Melita.